This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it's sunny, wait on the rain! You gotta go live!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Niners, Packers, 125 Lambeau Field.
I'm ready to go.
Season on the brink.
You better be, Debo.
It just is. The season is on the brink. We have Cam Inman on here and there on 95.7 The Game. He's covered the 49ers for 20-plus years. And he said something yesterday or 2 days ago that I can't get out of my head. Mm. And it's this.
This might be the most underachieving team I've covered of the Niners in 25 years.
Wow.
It is. They should be finishing these games. They have better rosters than the other teams, but they just aren't a better team. And it's not just one guy you can point to and say, get him out of the lineup, or one coach say, this guy's screwing up. It seems like every game there's something different. And, you know, for, gosh, a stretch there, what, 9 games, it was like every game there was a special team mistake. But it wasn't the same guy making the mistake. And then you compound that with penalties and injuries, and those are hallmarks of bad teams.
All right. So, hallmarks. First of all, do you agree with Cam Inman? I didn't hear, well, I've never seen a team as injury ravaged as this one in my 25 years. He didn't say that. He didn't say, I've never seen an offense sputter this bit. He said, this team is one of the most underachieving teams that I've watched in my 25 years. And so my question is, well, if this is the way the season plays out, and they don't make the playoffs, and they're an underachieving team, then what do you do if you're the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, what are my options? What can you do?
Well, you could make you've got a decision to make at quarterback.
Which is humongous.
Clearly.
Yes.
And my question, and that's the big one.
Or do you just get healthy?
Yeah, I'm out on that. Because if this team is getting up there in age, and they got hurt this year, I am not saying, well, everything will be fine next year. Like, if Trent Williams is not
no doubt.
Trent Williams is not going to be better next year than he is this year. And he's not as good this year as he was last year.
So what does that do for their window?
It means if they don't make the playoffs this year, it's decision time with, I think, a lot of these players. As far as it goes to Purdy, all right, I want people to try to think about the way they thought about Brock Purdy coming into this season. And everybody was pretty high on him. I think Brock Purdy had won over a lot of players and fans. But my question is, right now, with Brock Purdy, are you more convinced he's the guy? Are you less convinced that he's the guy? Or do you feel the same way about him that you did in the beginning of the year, and you're taking into consideration that there's been a lot going on around him? I don't know the answer to that question, but I think for me, if I were to answer it, yes, I'm a little less sure of Brock Purdy right now than I was before the season.
I'm with you. I'm in that same line, but at the end of the day, if somehow he says you can have me for less than 60, something reasonable, then we could see him come back. But if he does the Kuminga and says, no, this is what I'm worth, I want to reset the market, I've been to a Super Bowl, I've been to an NFC Championship game, there was a lot of stuff going on, starting with the offseason, then damn, Steiny, that's like a heart transplant if you change the quarterback. And I think of the sound from Steve Young about their best opportunity. And, you know, I'm double back and I'm taking two steps back. I thought it was a blank check, and I can tell you right now I'm unsure of Brock Purdy and how much he is a part of this offense, maybe just not looking like his normal self.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, it feels like there's so much on the table for this game. It's not just a game. It's a game that feels like is going to dictate where they go the rest of the year. And I know that's a little bit of an overstatement, but let's be honest. If this team's 5-6 and they're headed up to Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills off a bye week, I mean, they're in trouble. I think we can all acknowledge that. And you know what? And I'll put rats on the table.
You can.
I'll put rats on the table. If this team underachieves, do you look for another quarterback? And I'll tell you right now, we had Matt Barrows on yesterday. I didn't tell him to talk about Aaron Rodgers. He brought up Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wants to play next year. It probably won't be for the Jets.
And Sam Darnold,
free agent.
Kirk Cousins.
They have a rookie quarterback who might be ready to take over.
Could you imagine?
Yes, I can imagine.
And you've been consistent with that even during the offseason before this season started. Stoney, I got some we talk about victory lap. Evan's going to help me out. I got some surprise sound I want you to hear. And this dude, once you hear this sound, I scoffed at this. You and Evan have brought it up at different junctures this season. But let's just look at it through the prism of somehow they go 8-9 or whatever, 10-7 and they missed the playoffs. Play it for him, Ev.
I think for the past 5 to 10 years, we've got so accustomed to the San Francisco 49ers walking around not only the NFC West, but the NFL in general as these big bullies. You watch Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel coming out of the locker room with that bump box, and you watch them get into that scuffle in the pregame, and you watch their dominant defense and their run game. We got so accustomed to that. I flipped on the TV and watched their past two preseason games when their starters played, and I just see an emotionally drained team.
That was I'm not saying he's right, but he said he saw something in preseason. Now I'm like, I feel like some chickens, they got the possibility to come home to roost after hearing that.
No, I mean, it's a fair statement. And to me, that equates to what we call a Super Bowl hangover. They've gone deep in, like, even when Willard and Dibbs had Steve Kerr on, and they have Steve Kerr on every week. They asked Steve Kerr a little about the Niners, and he didn't want to speak specifically to the Niners, but he talked about the Warriors and their long runs and how exhausting it was. Damn. Maybe this team's out of gas. Maybe they just don't have enough anymore. And in football, particularly, if you're not playing at your peak, you're probably – look at last night. The Browns can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, the Browns are 2-8.
Yeah.
Hell, if they were a basketball team, nobody would have played last night because there wouldn't have been anything at stake. But it's football, and these guys play if they're ready to play. So I don't know. I'm just wondering how 49er fans are approaching this game, knowing that it probably is more important than just the 11th game of the year, because they don't want to go under 500.
And if the timing is just of a lot of things going on, and Purdy's one of them. But you're telling me, Steiny, he takes you on the fly to the NFC Championship game, follows that back up with the Super Bowl, and then somehow if they miss, then he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt to come back? Like, there could be a change? Like, that would be drastic.
From the 510 on the Comcast Business text line, no. You guys already crowned Purdy as a top five quarterback in the league. Now everybody's starting to backpedal. LMAO.
Well, we're not backpedaling.
Well, we might be.
Well, no.
You're coming off blank check.
All that matters is what they deem Purdy. Is there regression, or is there reasons for what we deem regression?
Maybe there's both. Maybe he's regressed.
But if it's going to cost me my tenure and you're going to go look for other dates, then we're not. You didn't marry me.
Well, we didn't have to marry you a year ago.
Oh, man.
We have to marry you this summer, perhaps. And maybe things changed.
You calling off the wedding?
It's on hold.
Did you get the ring?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You can take
they,
it back.
You know what? They might not have gotten the ring, but they certainly were shopping. They've browsed around. They've sniffed around. They like that 8-carat. The 12-carat's pretty nice. They're thinking about it, but I don't know.
Well, let's do this. Let's say you're Brock Purdy's dad or his best friend. Would you kind of say, dude, you need to get that shot at Toradol? You cannot go out there with everything that Steiny Goo and Niner fans are saying about the possibility of the future. Brock, you got to go out there and play.
No, that's not where I'm at.
All right.
If he can't play, he can't play. Mm. And that to me is separate from everything we've talked about in terms of will he get paid, won't he get paid. If he misses one game, I don't think it's a big deal.
Now, what if Brandon Allen plays and they score 30 and they look great? What are we talking about Monday? I'm just throwing that out there. Like, okay, hey, great job. You did. You stepped in. You did a great job. It's back to Brock.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all on the table, it feels like. Let's go to Michael in Lemoore.
Lemoore, hello, Neil.
What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Yeah, so, Steiny Guru, there's zero significance of this game coming up on Sunday. Let's just accept reality and the fact that this team is not a playoff team, nor is it a Super Bowl contender team anymore. The window closed last year, and if we're going into the 2025 season questioning whether or not if we should pay Brock Purdy and we're having reservations about him now, then all options are on the table. And Jed York, if you're listening, that includes firing Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, because we're going into year 8, and how many quarterbacks have we been through with this regime?
About 5.
That's a fireable offense. And you grossly neglected not even drafting a quarterback in 2017 when you first came here, and you selected Solomon Thomas because you quote-unquote went to class with him at Stanford, and you passed on scouting Patrick Mahomes, which comes back to haunt us every year that we play him. And you're now questioning whether or not you're going to be paying Brock Purdy $50, $55 million. In my book, he's not worth it,
Michael,
at all.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Mike,
so you don't think you can pay Purdy $50, $55
million? Quarterback? No.
Why not?
Do you look at Patrick Mahomes? Look at Josh Allen. Look at Lamar Jackson. Those are $60 million quarterbacks right there.